This is CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry.
Hello, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks for joining me. With all of the digital tools at customers' disposal, dealers are seeing an influx of leads as more consumers pursue online transactions. However, not all of those leads are high quality. It's here today to discuss how dealers can best identify the quality leads that come in is Kevin Lesage, Director of Digital Marketing at Auto Trader. Thanks so much for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Sure. So talk to us. With more buyers shopping online, what does lead volume look like today, and what portion of those are quality?
Yeah, so I mean, one thing I'll say right off the bat, having talked to a lot of dealers over the last few months, is they are seeing less tire kickers, right? Their close ratios are increasing.
Yeah.
And I would say just overall, the shopper in market today has been way more serious, right?
Yeah.
There's no need to buy a car. We'll probably wait. That's right. But on the Auto Trader side, you know, we're seeing consumer demand for digital retailing products hit record highs. And even last week, I believe we hit record number of visits to our platform.
Wow.
So consumer demand is stronger now than I've really ever seen it before.
Yeah.
But as you know, and all dealers know, leads are not created equal.
Right? That's right.
And across Auto Trader and Cox Automotive, we've worked with VinCRM to really run a study from January to May to define lead quality. And what does that really mean for dealers? So rather than scraping inventory from websites or doing anything like that, we were actually using de-identified information from VinCRM across almost 7,000 dealerships and almost 4 million leads.
Oh,
and what we're
yeah.
looking for
wow.
there, Jim, is great, you got the lead, but did you get actual contact with the customer? Did you
right.
get them to show in the dealership? Did they close, right? And I think that's the real important thing for dealers today, is to realize cost per lead is a great way to measure success, but there is more to it, right? We
mm-hmm.
got to peel back the layers and ask ourselves, what did it take to actually get that customer on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And understand the engagement we're getting from each lead. So what not everyone realizes too is Auto Trader led the industry in the month of May from automotive sales. We had 19,000 sales in May, and that was actually 14% more than our nearest competitor. And when we look at close ratios across these leads, Auto Trader's delivering the highest quality lead. When we compare to CarGurus, we're seeing our close ratio 61% higher versus Cars.com is actually, we're 72% higher than Cars.com.
What kind of data should dealers be paying attention to when looking for quality leads?
Yeah, there's a simple analogy I've been using for a while now, Jim. And I've been talking to dealers and I've been in digital marketing in the automotive space for 10 years, right? When I started 10 years ago, and I was in the website business with dealer.com,
mm-hmm.
dealers would look at website ROI by how many visits did I get to the website.
Okay.
Right? It was always about more visits. Then they realized visits aren't created equal, right? Some are more engaging than others. So dealers have gone past looking at amount of visits to a website to identify quality. They're looking at bounce rates, time on site, engagements, things like that, right? Buying signals. So I always get surprised when I'm talking to dealers about lead quality and they're looking at quantity. They're looking at the amount of leads they got, right? The cost per lead. They're not doing an analysis looking at the cost per lead that showed at the dealership or the cost per lead that closed, things like that. So that's the real challenge and metrics that if I was a dealer today that I would be looking at, because it boils down to one thing, and this has always been my theory with digital marketing, is put the consumer experience before the lead volume. And what I mean by that is you're gonna generate poor quality leads if you're not educating the consumer with the information they want, right? Years ago, we would ask for a trade, before you got a trade in eval on your car, you had to give name, email, phone number, right? And we saw form abandonment rate jump. When we started educating the consumer and giving them the information they want, yeah, we might not get that lead, but we're gonna get much higher quality leads downstream because we're educating consumers along the way.
Yeah, how much impact do quality leads really have on profits? I mean, is that really the end all be all?
I mean, I hope so, Jim, right? If we're selling cars, I hope we're making money.
That's right.
That's, you know, pretty fundamental there.
Yes.
But when we look at, you know, the gross per car sold and the gross per lead across that study with VinCRM, Auto Trader's leads are actually have a gross profit per vehicle of $1,750.
Okay.
When we look across gross profit per lead, our number is actually $81 a lead. And our closest competitor at that scale is actually $58 a lead. So there's quite a difference there if you just look at gross profit per lead, which is one of the ways I would be recommending for dealers to be measuring ROI from third-party listing providers.
How have leads been impacted during COVID with more now being done online?
So like I was saying before, we're seeing consumers engaging with digital retailing at record numbers right now. And all dealers are saying their close ratios have increased. So the quality of shopper is increasing. And it actually, in fact, across our portfolio on AutoTrader, if we look at from March to July, we saw the lead per listing actually double. So we were seeing way more engagement over the last few months. But the big advantage for dealers right now, if they're not already taking advantage of it, is remote retailing, what we're calling dealer home services.
Yeah.
Which is the opportunity to say, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you,
right?
We'll do video walk arounds, at home test drives, things like that.
Sure.
And for the dealers using those products today, they're seeing 19% more leads versus dealers not using them, and actually a 22% higher close ratio. Mm-hmm. So that tells me one thing is that product and that need is actually meeting exactly what consumers are looking for today.
Yeah. Remote test drives are happening today, and that seems to be how dealerships might be operating for the foreseeable future. Dealers are leaning into video chat, virtual tours, home delivery. You know, when you're working with dealers on merchandising their offers in COVID, what is changing there?
Oh, this is such a good question, and I think it's the biggest opportunity for dealers over the next couple of years. So for, you know, I've been talking to dealerships for 10 years, right? And they all want the same thing, and it's a competitive advantage, right, Jim? Give me something that no one else has in my market. And the fact is if you look across America right now, in-market automotive shoppers, only 30% of those shoppers are even aware that dealers are offering those services. So 70% of American shoppers today have no idea that they can get an at-home test drive or a video walk around, right? So it's an opportunity for a dealer to really take that data and build the proactive process around remote retailing. And key strategies I'm seeing dealers do today specifically are photo overlays, right? I think the main goal is if someone lands on a vehicle, I want to make sure they know if they can't come to me, I'll come to you. So if you do that with a photo overlay right on the image of the vehicle, you can guarantee as a dealer, they're going to know that that's available. Other ways I'd recommend is if you're uploading a DMS feed to your website, to AutoTrader or anywhere, maybe every fourth or fifth photo, you have an ad that says we offer video test drives, at home delivery and things like that.
Right.
So you're trying proactively merchandise that message, right?
Yeah.
And if I was a dealer too, taking this a step further, I'm looking at delivery trucks in the near future and actually branding those trucks with call tracking numbers and making it fun as I'm doing those at-home deliveries, right? As that truck is slowly driving through town, it's picking up marketing impressions. During Christmas, I might hang Christmas lights on it and make it really fun for the community.
Sure.
And there is not a business in local markets that I've ever met that's doing more with donations than car dealers.
I know, it's incredible.
So community, it really is. And community involvement is fundamental to their success.
Yeah.
So what a fun way to really kill two birds with one stone and have a fun couple, a couple trucks driving around town, delivering vehicles. The kids are asking for the honks and people remember that, right?
That's right.
It's a brand identity. So I think, as a closing note to dealers today, 3 years from now, if you start doing dealer home services and delivery proactively now, you're going to be all set and you'll have a proactive process in place in the near future, a couple of years down the road.
Right.
The dealers that don't put that process in place and they're kind of waiting until they're forced into it, they're going to be reacting, right, Jim? And
then
if other dealers in their market have already merchandised that message, consumers know this about them, you see the trucks driving through town, that's going to be a steep hill for dealers to compete with.
Yeah, we can all take a page out of Room and Carvana, who has, made that their trade secret, so to speak, and their branding of look for those cars. And it's amazing because, you'll stop at a stoplight and see a Room truck next to you with a car on it or a Carvana, another vehicle's being delivered. And, we all kind of chuckled when we heard about vending machines and we heard about home delivery. In the retail auto industry, that's never going to last. That's a fad, and needless to say, COVID hits, and they're doing phenomenal. Their stock's doing great. The car company's doing great. Yeah. Yes, while today it's a very small percentage of retail sales out there in automotive, it has really, I think every dealer out there could take a page out of that book, right?
Of course, and guess what? The local dealerships are local. They already have footprint, right? They don't want to lose their backyard. And this is another reason why I'm a big believer in dealer home services and that new marketing opportunity for dealers to really set themselves apart from any of their local competitors.
That's right. That's right. Kevin Lesage, it's always great having you. Director of Digital Marketing and Auto Trader. We got to have you back more, man, because you are a wealth of knowledge for our viewers. I appreciate it very much taking the time out of your schedule. I know you're a busy guy there. So thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always great to see you.
You too.
Have a great day. Bye.
CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry.